Sam Speck, Deborah Woodall with you as we are back live from the KGGF studios, joined in studio, talking about a kind of a very pressing matter, as very current as these last few days have been kind of, you know, anticipating a result. And so we're going to kind of speak upon that. And now I've actually discovered as well a KGGF alum, Andy Taylor. Andy, welcome in.
Thank you, Sam. Good to be back here. The old Mighty 690 doghouse.
Certainly, yeah. It's a bit of a change, apparently, in terms of building layout, but it's still
many,
the old
many years ago. Many years ago I was in here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't know if Andy still, you know, claimed to have played around in radio garbage, but as we call it, kind of a professional inside joke, you know, radio trash. So he's a respected journalist in Kansas, and a member of the, well, you're president of the Kansas Press Association now, correct?
Yes, I am for this year.
And, you know, this is a big story that has fallen on all of us statewide. And that is, we're having a hard time figuring out who won the Republican nomination for governor in Tuesday's primary election.
That's right. And just so readers can, or readers, or listeners can understand that in the state of Kansas, all elections are coordinated and managed through the Secretary of State's office via the county clerks in every county. So you have, to, you have to understand that first before you get in this conversation.
Absolutely, because the chief election official for the state of Kansas is not the Attorney General, per se. It is the Secretary of State.
That's exactly right.
And every county clerk in Kansas receives, really, their marching orders on how they will run an election from that person. And therein lies the rub for us
this
time.
So we had the primary election on Tuesday, where all Republicans and Democrats in Kansas had narrowed their choices of candidates to the top vote getter to advance to the general election in November. And in the Republican race for governor, there were seven candidates, but the top two candidates were the incumbent governor, Jeff Collier, and the Secretary of State, Chris Kobach. And by the end of the night, it was actually by the end of the next morning, when when all the votes had been tallied, Kobach had a 191 vote lead over Collier. Kobach and Collier gets kind of tongue twisted. Kobach, the Secretary of State, was beating the governor by 191 votes.
And then yesterday afternoon, we found out that some of the numbers had been transposed in the Secretary of State's office, and actually his lead was more like 90 votes.
90 votes, and then I just read this morning where it's actually, assumingly it's correct, 121 is now the separation. Two counties, Thomas and Haskell counties, reported their information correctly to the Secretary of State's office. However, somehow a pen or pencil ran out of ink when they wrote that down, and they didn't get the numbers correct when they were putting them on the Secretary of State's website. So the actual lead is now only 121. In the meantime, in the wings of this conversation are thousands of provisional ballots that have yet to be counted, as well as mail-in ballots. In the state of Kansas, we allow people to vote by mail. They are to be returned to the secretary or to the county clerk's office. I believe they'd be postmarked on Tuesday.
Right, but they have until Friday to receive
them. Until Friday to receive them. Okay, so they've yet to be counted. And provisional ballots, which are very confusing for most people to understand, a provisional ballot is cast when a when a voter goes into the polling site and their registration or their address may be in question. They are still allowed to vote, but their ballot is put aside and sealed to allow the Board of Canvassers to decide whether it is a legitimate ballot. In most counties, the Board of Canvassers is the county commission. And beginning on Monday, all county commissions or boards of canvassers will canvass the votes and also determine what provisional ballots should be counted. So it gets very confusing, and there's always reasons and rationales as to why a ballot should not be counted. Again, everybody gets to vote, but not every ballot is counted.
Right.
Again, and there's also another rub there as well, but go ahead, Debbie.
In this process, we always also wind up looking at ballots where perhaps we start scrutinizing even how the ballots are marked.
Marked, exactly.
Was this really a vote for Collier or Kobach?
Right. They have to decide what the intent of the voter. And this all goes back to, remember, 2000, the presidential election at
Hanging Chads
in Florida. And as a result of that big mess, we had what was called the Helping Americans to Vote Act, HAVA. And that vote, that law, the federal law, pretty much set the edict that everybody can vote, but not every vote will count if your ballot is in question and if your registration is in question. So that's what happens beginning Monday at every courthouse in Kansas when canvassers canvass the votes. That means all they do is just make sure the numbers add up and whether they allow these provisional ballots to take effect. They have 1 week to complete that. They have to be done by the following Monday, but the vote gap is so narrow that the probability is high for a recount of key counties or most counties in Kansas.
Right, unless you know, there will be some counties where wins were going to be overwhelming one candidate.
Right.
But that won't be the case in every county.
No, exactly.
And especially when you're dealing with this crowded primary we saw this election, you know, I have a theory that when you have a lot of candidates on the ballot, you're just kind of opening the way to narrow margins.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you kind of wind up with what I like to call stinkers on the ballot.
Yeah, we had some of those this year. A lot of crowded races on the primary.
A lot of them.
So once the canvassers are done with their jobs, going through the votes and certifying them, they have 1 week to complete it. They certify the votes and get that information to the Secretary of State. Then he collects all 105 Kansas counties' certified results and takes them to the Board of State Canvassers, a state organization, which is three people. And get this, it is the governor, the Secretary of State, and the Attorney General. They then certify the overall results. That has to be done by August 31st. That's by law. However, when you have Kobach as the Secretary of State and Collier
as
the governor sitting on that board, there is going to be some strange conversations around that dinner table. I guarantee it.
Right.
As of last night, based on a lot of pressure, Kobach, as the Secretary of State, has recused himself from any sort of future efforts in the recount or the canvassing processes.
So which
makes him...
I think needed to happen,
absolutely,
probably.
Absolutely.
And Derek Schmidt, our friend from Independence.
From Independence, right. Is now caught in the middle when it comes time to canvass these votes statewide by the 31st. So there will be some, as the old saying is, politics makes strange bedfellows. There's going to be some tossing and turning between now and August 31st between three men who ultimately will decide what votes will be counted and allowed to be certified. Very odd, strange process. And, you know, Deb, when I think about what is the biggest problem that started all this, it was the information from two counties that was somehow miscommunicated or written down incorrectly. We have a cumbersome election process in Kansas where the county clerk's offices have to fax or call in their election results, which makes it prone to misinformation or miscommunication.
Mistakes,
right. That's just going to happen.
Honest or otherwise.
And that gets that. Wow, you would think in the 21st century, with all the technology we have, that there would be a better process where they can plug that information in electronically and not have to go through a set of ears and eyes and hands that can mistakenly write down that information.
And at the same time, though, when we talk about technology, you look at Johnson County, where there were huge delays getting that vote count back because they had trouble with the thumb drives.
Exactly right. Johnson County is the most advanced county in Kansas for voting. They have electronic balloting machines. It took hours and hours and hours to count all of those ballots until it was almost 7 o'clock the next morning before they were actually counted.
Yeah, and so it's a cumbersome process either way, and in the meantime, while we move through this canvassing process, it is the Attorney General, Derek Schmidt, who will be advising those county clerks throughout the state of Kansas.
Right. Now, his job is just strictly to find out if there's any crimes committed. He's not alleging any crimes have been committed, but he issued a statement last night, which was unlike him, to encourage everybody in the canvassing and counting process to be open and transparent. That's really a shot at the Secretary of State. It's not the county clerks that are having these situations. It's the person that's in charge of the entire electoral process, which is the Secretary of State's office. So it was unlike him to issue a statement to say, hey, everybody, let's be good Boy Scouts to make sure that everybody is has their eyes and ears open. Really? That's unusual for the Attorney General, the Chief Prosecuting Officer of Kansas,
right,
to make that information known. And then yesterday, of course, before Kobach recused himself, Collier accused Kobach of suppressing votes during a when Kobach was speaking to all the county clerks about how to go about the canvassing process, including doing such things as, well, if the postmark on a provisional ballot or a mail-in ballot might have a smudged postmark, don't count it. Or if the return address label might not be readable, don't count it. Well, Collier, who's in the second place right now, wants every vote counted.
Right, absolutely.
Kobach is in the lead. He's going to try to avoid having every vote counted. So it creates all kinds of strange, strange situations. Politics is always sloppy. So it's it doesn't matter. It's never clean.
Yeah, it's never clean, easy, slick, you know. It's just always, it is what it is. So we have to kind of deal with that and move forward as best we can. The past couple of years have been interesting to me to observe, mm-hmm. you know, as a former political correspondent in Topeka, just to see a Secretary of State who wound up receiving prosecutorial powers himself. Anyway.
Yes, he does.
That seemed odd to me, since that was something that always belonged strictly to the Attorney General,
who is a lawyer by trade and prosecutes crimes. But yes, you're right. The Secretary of State's office has the ability and the statutory authority to prosecute election crimes. That makes it even more difficult to go about this process without him having to pull himself away from it and say, I'll let somebody else run the canvassing and the recounts if that happens. The long and short of it is, we may not know the overall winner until August 31st. Here it is, August 10th. Meanwhile, in the wings are the Democrats, Laura Kelly was the Democrat nominee,
right,
and also the independent candidate, Greg Orman, who are busy right now getting money,
yeah,
and running commercials all across the state
and denouncing
this very process. So they're already in election mode and campaign mode. Meanwhile, the Republicans are having to wait to figure out what happens this coming
week. Right. And, you know, Kobach had said he was going to proceed in campaign like he was already the candidate. Collier said, no, I'm waiting. You know, I'm going to wait and see where things fall out, which, right, you know, seems like the thing to do at this point. So, it's going to be an interesting next week, possibly. Mm-hmm. Several weeks. Eventually, a lot of Republicans down here in Montgomery County and Labette County as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can get this all sorted out and figure out who the statewide nominee will be.
Long and short of it is, your vote counts if you're a registered voter. So people who did not vote, shame on you. This all could have been avoided if people went out and vote and went out and cast their opinions.
Yeah, we're within just a couple hundred votes, folks.
Right. Overall, about a 20% voter turnout across the state. That's pretty pitiful.
Yeah. Andy Taylor, editor of the Montgomery County Journal or Chronicle, joining us. Sorry, Andy. Well, Montgomery County Chronicle, joining us this morning to discuss the outcome of the Republican governor's primary. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.